The Burt Show.
I'm week away on holiday. Let's see if our mouths still work. Abby, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Feel like I kind of hobbled into the studio this morning. I feel like when you're not used to getting up this early and all of a sudden it's like, oh, it's 4:55 and I don't get to go back to sleep anymore. I get to come into work, which is exciting. It's always nice to be employed.
Did you guys have a hard time falling asleep last night?
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure. It was rough. I was falling asleep hard getting up.
I was trying to watch everything last night. Like anything that's to chill me out. I'm even watching documentaries on the ocean. And I'm up to like 12:30.
Did you have like the Sunday scaries or something?
I don't know what it was. Yeah.
I guess your body just kind of like gets used to staying up.
Yeah, because I slept plenty on vacation. But I guess maybe, yeah, for the first time in like a week, my mind thinking, okay, you got to be up at 4:45 or whatever it is, 4:30. And I just couldn't get to sleep last night. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have any issues falling asleep because as soon as I did, I heard my son in the monitor. And his blanket came off his feet.
So oh,
I
no.
Oh, no.
That's the worst.
And then we couldn't find Horsey and we couldn't find Baby Turtle. We had Big Turtle, but we couldn't find Baby Turtle. So I had to get, you know, all the loveys situated, and then we was good.
A true crisis situation in the middle of the night.
You weren't. It wasn't even the middle of the night. That. It was like at 10:30.
How you doing, Mo?
I'm good.
Yeah, how's vacation?
It was interesting. It was probably the vacation I needed, not necessarily the vacation I wanted. I wanted to go see my family, but my body just was going through it, man. It was going through a lot.
Yeah?
So, yeah, I think God wanted me here to the point where I couldn't even get on a flight. So I ended up just having the staycation that I say I'm always going to have, but I never actually do. I finally had it, and at first I was sad about it, but with all the rest I got, I'm glad I did it.
Did you lose some weight over the week?
Probably.
Yeah, I kind of see it in your face.
The story I will tell you, you'll find out why.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm sure I did.
Sounds lovely. Kristen, how was yours?
Mine was good. It was a half staycation and then half at the, not even half, but a long weekend at the lake with you, Amanda, uh-huh. and her son, Asa, which we will get into those shenanigans later. But yeah, it was super, super chill. And it was nice to have like just some low-key time, yeah. Especially with Bart and with Jimmy.
The lake part of the vacation, which was only 2 days long, with...
It felt like an eternity.
Two kids that are less than 5 years old. It's been a while for me, man. I couldn't focus when I got home. I was just done. My brain was just absolutely done yesterday. Cassie's back in studio.
I'm back.
Yay! Welcome back, man.
Thank you.
We almost ran into each other. We were trying to coordinate schedules because she was in New England and I was in New England, but we just couldn't work out the days.
We missed each other by like a day. I think I pulled up to a place that was literally actually like 10 minutes, less than 10 minutes away from Amanda had just posted a location.
Oh, get out of here.
Or a photo of it. We had quite a vacation. We're going to go from Louisiana back home. I was in Louisiana for some family stuff, and I was like, I can't handle being back home. Can't handle being the RV. Bert has kindly let me work remotely, so I'm like, we are going to go straight to upstate New York for my nephew Lucas's graduation, which, congratulations, Lucas. He graduated from college with an associate's degree before he graduated from high school.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a smart kid because he was taking classes concurrently.
So this smart thing is totally in your bloodline.
Oh, it's not even related to me, my blood. It's Chad's nephew. It's my sister-in-law's nephew, but he's my nephew, and I'm so proud of him. So we drove from Louisiana to upstate New York and passed through almost, I feel like, every American city on that side. We went through Memphis, Nashville, Louisville, Bowling Green, Cincinnati, Dayton, Cleveland, all the way up, and then we hung out in upstate New York, a little bit in Maine and Portland, which is beautiful, mm-hmm. Burlington, Vermont, which, by the way, vibes are off, weirdly enough. We're never going back. I have a fun story about that. And then all the way down the East Coast through like Philly, Baltimore, like I think the New York City, the kids saw like every major American city on the East Coast above Florida.
Man, for 4th of July week, that's like the perfect vacation there.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, and I was in Maine and Amanda and I drove down the coast to Fenway. And in looking back, what I said right before vacation was ridiculous. I had sort of prejudged the whole region, thinking it was going to be like Nantucket or Martha's Vineyard and very stuffy and bougie and blue-bloodish. And I knew I wasn't going to fit in this very conservative environment. It couldn't have been any more different than that. The people were absolutely great, completely down to earth. The food, and you know me, I don't really like food that much. Food for me just gets me from A to B. every single meal was amazing. I'm sick of lobster, but every single meal was absolutely amazing. And if you haven't seen that part of the country yet, man, make it a priority because it is really so different. And it's just the cutest little charming little cities right there on the coast. And everything has that old school feel to it. It was great. It was fantastic.
It's a cool area.
It really is, man. And like I said, every single meal was better than the one before. So I'm ready to go today. All right, ready to do this thing?
Let's do it.
Let's go.
The Burt Show.